Rick will start locally with some noise being made about possibly replacing the 30-year-old Pensacola Bay Center.
Well, it's actually a little older than that, and it's reached the part of its lifespan where it's requiring more maintenance. And the building did have a projected useful life. It's reached the end of that life, and it's time to consider what goes next in downtown Pensacola or in another place. Every community needs a good venue, for whether it's for quality of life issues. It could be the hockey games, it could be the concerts, or it could be attracting more tourists, more convention traffic from out of town. If we could do that, more visitors coming by air, more air service, more competition, lower airfares, etc. So there's a lot of things to be said for a high-quality convention center, but they rarely break even.
And a lot of the talk is about building it as a convention center rather as just another standalone arena. A lot of the Pensacon people are talking about that. They're probably the biggest behind this.
Well, sure. We've got a great event that's got local roots, and we'd hate to see it leave because they need space where they can have an integrated set of activities that includes not just a major display floor and arena, but rather also includes a number of breakout spaces that are larger than your average meeting room, but they don't have to be full-fledged conference-style venues. And so something like that would give us an additional dimension. However, there's always the benefit-cost analysis. Could we keep it busy enough so that the revenues would offset the costs of building an expansive facility? And that's an open question because every community wants that, and many communities have been willing to subsidize the construction and operation of those facilities to get the visitors in. And so we'd be looking at competing with heavily subsidized operations around the Southeast.
All right, moving on. Governor Rick Scott earlier this year talked about job growth in Florida leading the country, actually tied with Utah, but that's not bad, is it?
Florida is having great job growth, also population growth. So, you know, when he says tied with Utah, that means tied in percentage growth terms. Of course, Florida's absolute growth is much bigger. The population statistics say that we're now closer to 21 million population than we are to 20 million population in the state of Florida. And so people continue to find Florida an attractive place to live, to work and do business. It's interesting to look at the state stage now and see that we're right in the middle of a big brouhaha about the state's tourism promotion agency, which does get close to $100 million a year from the legislature, and three top executives resigned in the wake of a less than transparent contract with a major entertainer for promoting Florida beaches. So there's the question of how much state money, how much state revenue should go to fund tourism promotion. I personally think it's a good idea because any one entity, even one as big as Disney or major operators in the state, they can't really afford to do the promotion that would bring people to the state overall. But that's what we're talking about with Visit Florida. I think the funding should continue to Visit Florida, but clearly there needs to be transparency.
And going from Florida's job growth, what about nationally? It looks like it's been not as strong and not as steady as Florida, but it has been steady throughout the past years.
The national job market now approaching full employment. That means that it's got to slow down. We can't have all that many more 200,000 net job growth months because there's just not enough slack capacity in the economy. However, there's a big problem about where that capacity is located. You know, the Midwestern states, the manufacturing heartland for decades of the United States. I mean, you look at Detroit, which in the 1940s and 50s was certainly the economic engine for America in terms of manufacturing. Those days are gone. It's not because we produce less manufactured stuff, either in dollar value or in number of units. It's that it just takes fewer people because technology has gotten so much better. Overall, that's got to be a good thing because when you can make more stuff with fewer people, it means that the nation as a whole is being more productive. But we haven't quite solved the problem of how do you address the needs of people whose manufacturing livelihood is gone because they've been replaced by automation. That's the big thing we have to solve. But you're right. The jobs economy is healthy. The economy's healthy overall. Here we are. We're at, 8.5 years of expansion. And so President-elect Trump is inheriting a good, strong economy, although 8.5 years, that's a long expansion, maybe getting a little long in the tooth.
All right. We'll leave it right there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear the Economic Report every Friday. I'm Bob Barrett, WUWF News.